Okay, let's go on. Yesterday, I wrote up in the notes, a little bit of the notes, I streamlined it. You'll see for yourself. Anyway, let's go on. So the Mishnah said, "Ochel davar shu mitzvah." Before that, "Ochel nevelus the treifish shkatzim u'masim." Says the Gemara, "Amar Rava, ochel basar oif ein an asiv and sayer mer." So Rashi says, as we have come to expect, because that is not mimshuch. Where's the Rashi? Yeah. Ochel Basarayv says, Rashi, Basarayv Torah Potter, Le Choshuv, Le Mimshuch Basarayv. Basarayv is not Mimshuch. In the Rambam, I'm not sure that that's true. Again, in the Rambam, the same deal we had the Gabi Oler and Yodim in the Rambam. The Rambam is Mechalek the Halachas. Halacha pays, the Rambam says all the Halachas of the Achilu that are Halacha Mipi HaKabbalah. And then and later in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says Bosa Chai and Yain Migitri HaPotter because Dover is a Tzemikah Ve'imam Yochel Yimoshach. So when back in the Rambam, the Halacha Dalet, that's where the Rambam has the things that are not Moshach, things that are a Mikah, Ve'imam Yochel Yimoshach, Bosa Chai, Yain Migitri. But halacha beis, all the halachas are in halacha beis. Halacha mipi hakabbalah. Those are all the definitions of zayilu v'sayve. Halacha mipi hakabbalah. What defines zayilu v'sayve? So there, the Rambam says it has to be. It has to be kederach. It can't be fully cooked. It has to be kederach shaganav meichlim. It can't be fully mozug. It has to be kederonim shoysim. It has to be baser behema, not baser oif. I think in the Rambam, it's hard to know for sure. But again, it's the same deal I made before. That the Rambam holds that he's a gedorim in zayil v'sayve. Basar oif lacks in zayil v'sayve. A little bit different than Rashi. Rashi is leimim shecha. Be that as it may, sfrek to Gemara. We are not tana an ochel nevelus of treifas shkotzim u'masim. Ein an asim and sarim mer. Hotarim nasim and sarim mer. Shkotzim means oifas tmeya. So apparently it's only because they're oifas tmeya. But if there would be oifas tarim, then he would be chayiv. So you don't have to have bosa bayim, you can have bosa oif. So my answer is, kit nanami masnisin lahashlim. So maybe mashlim the shir. It says in this Gemara, it's a tremendous chiddush. That even though you need bosa oif and not bosa, even though you need bosa bayim and not bosa oif. But that doesn't mean the whole shear of a tatimer has to be basar behema. Some of the shear can be made up out of basar oif. How much is some of the shear? So in the Rambam, the Rambam's not really so worth by the Rambam a little bit. We'll see Rashi in a second. What does Rashi say? So not clear in the Rambam. Rambam says the achilu was mibasa behema, but he was mashlim the chamishim dinar. Chamishim dinar is a tatimer. He was mashlim the tatimer with basar oif. So Rambam doesn't spell out what is that called to be. What goes on? What? How much is it? When do we pass the? What are the proportions over here? So there is two possibilities, just from the lashon of Rambam. Possibility number one is that he could be that all he needs, he has to be ochal achila zumi basar behema. He needs an achila basar behema, but the hashlomas hachamishim dinorim could be from basar oif. One possibility perhaps would be to say that he has to eat a kazayis basar behema. The rest of the tatima could be from basar oif. But stam achila is because I. So we could read the Rambam ochal achila, he has to do an achila basar behema, but the whole remainder of the tatima that could be from basar oif. That would be pretty amazing. The whole basar of Abayim is only one kazayis. A lot of Mefarshim say the Rambam means that it's that you almost arrive. Hishlam Achamishim Dinar means it was a milt. Well, anything less, as long as it's anything that's less than 50%, it's called that it's being mashed in the shir. So the roiv of the achilu was basar behema, but the hashlamas hashir, that was from basar, that was from basar roiv. Some that's the pasuk of the track. Many Simcha said the way, and many in other mepharshim as well. So Mishayim says in Nusach, I think the Ramah says that way. Yeah, and Sfar needs a hezba. You can't be mashed in the shir with other things. Can't be mashed on the shear with I don't know, with soy or something. You have to, it has to be. Stomach, you have to say that Dora is that basar oif is basar. So it has to be basar. It has to be a kind of basar that's. Has to be. Basar oif is basar. So in the shear, the tashir tatimah was said in basar. This is also basar. And there's another halacha. The din of basar behemah v'lei basar oif, that's that the achil has to be a soil of a soivy kind of achila. But that's enough that it's a roiv behemah. So if it's a roiv behemah, then it's called that he was soil of a soivy. If it's not basar at all, so then that's not in we have a Gilean pasuk. It says al tibas b'soilei basar b'soivy yayim b'soilei basar. Mishnah brought the basar. Zoyle has to be basar. Basarif is also basar, but it's a basar that's less zoyle than basar behema. So, if it's basar behema, that's enough. That's enough to be called zoyle, or it's enough to be called mimshach if you use the Rashi terminology of mimshach. I mean, I don't have to hear a clear getter. You know, it needs maybe more hagdar, but something along these lines. If it's other macholim, that's not the chala. That's not the achilus ben sarim at all. Basarif is basar. Basarif is bechala the achilus. It's a lax in zoyle v'soyve, or lax in mimshach. In mimshach. So for that, it's enough that there's a roif. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rashi's strange. Rashi says, "Yes, I'm shkotzim. I know if it's tameim. Kibsib behem shekets be. Kibsib behem shekets heim. Ramosim behem shotzim. I don't know why Ramosim is mentioned in the spice at all. Rashi shkotzim is zayfis tameim." Rimasim are bugs, so bugs for sure you can't be mashing this year. And over time, Mishum Deinenu Shemei Bekolein Ubinim. V'loi Zeh Shaf Bekolein Shalmokim Enu Shemei. That's later in the way. Hatorim Chayev Could Estab Masnisim Isri Chlesh Minu Depalter Ashkotzim. So the Mer says Lahashlim. Says Rashi. This is the Rashi I want. Lahashlim. Shafilo Ochel Tatim Abasar Chosek Kizayis Mi Basar Toira V'Shlimo Letatim Abasar. L'chayr Rashi's learning that lahashlim means the last kazayis. That's what it sounds like in Rashi. L'chayr. That really, it's much more machmen than the Rambam. Much more machmen in how high the threshold is to be a mitzvah mer. The Rambam doesn't say, but let's say, if we'll say in the Rambam, that the Rambam certainly doesn't say this. The Ram says, yeah, you could be mashed in the shear. So let's say it means less than 50%. So you could have 51% basar behema, 49% basar oif, and that's enough to be called, that's enough. 51% basar behema, you can put in the packet, this is a ben sarim meredik. But according to Rashi, that's not enough. You have to have, the whole thing has to be basar behema. The last kazayis, if you chosu one kazayis, the last kazayis can be basar oif. Svar, that's very hard. That's certainly hard to understand. What kind of svar is that? The last kazayis can be mashed with basar oif. So Shmuel says that maybe that's not what Rashi means. He thinks that Rashi means, isn't Sfar, he also says Sfar doesn't make any sense. He thinks that Rashi means something else. Rashi mentions a kazayis because we're talking about oifus tmeim. The Rashi is going on oifus tmeim. So the case of oifus tmeim is that the case of oifus tmeim that he's potter from being a bensoy mer, that it's a chosov of an enu shemei bekalei. The case of oifus tmeim is where the basar oif was only used here to be mashtim. So Rashi's telling me the minimum amount of trefa meat that you could have over here, the pata de mensayomer, the minimum amount is a kazayis. Because a kazayis, that's the minimum at which he's over the lav, and it goes in tafilu b'kailu shalmokim, that he's not shemei b'kailu shalmokim. Meaning, if it would be less than a kazayis basar oif, if it would be less than a kazayis basar oif tomei, that it would be chayav mishum ben sarei meira, because then he couldn't say enenu shemeir that is after kodesh shemokem enenu shemeir, because he's not violating the lav. The shear of the lav is because eyes. It was because Rashi not telling me in a case where it's all kosher meat how much basar oif you could put in and he's still a ben sarei meira. Maybe Rashi agrees that that goes with roif. It could be 49% basar oif and it'll still be a ben sarei meira. That's not Rashi's on. Rashi's addressing the case of an oif tomei. And Rashi's telling me, what's the minimum, not what's the maximum, what's the minimum amount of treifa meat that you could have in here, the minimum amount of treifa meat that you could have in here in order for him to be potter from being a ben sarei meira, and the grounds that he's an enu shemeir b'kayel shalmokim. And that's a kezayis, because a kezayis is an enu shemeir b'kayel shalmokim. Less than a kezayis, you can't say he's not shemeir b'kayel shalmokim because he wasn't over a lap. God, he himself asks, but we hold that chatzis shir osim in the Torah. Even less than kezayis is the derayis. Now you don't get malchus for it. It's still osim in the derayis. Why should after kodesh shalmokim enu shemeir be told in the shir malchus? Chayav should be told in the shir isur. The isur is afilu even less than a kezayis is also. Yeah, very obscure. What's going on over here? Feel ochel tatim of basar chaser kezayis. Mi behema tayra. Mi shlimu le tatim of mi basar oifes tmeim. Yeah, I mean, it reads very well in the Rashi. Rashi's going on the case of and the ptur of Shkotzen. Rashi is saying the Ptur of Shkotzim is that where it's 100% Eifes Tmeim. Then it wouldn't be, then he's anyone out of Ben Sarei Meira. It has to be Bosa Behema. The Ptur of Eifes Tmeim is where you're using Eifes Tmeim Lahashlim. What's exactly called Lahashlim? Says Rashi, the Kezayis or more. If you're using Kezayis or more of Eifes Tmeim, so then it's called the Afakel Shalmokim Menu Shemeim. Yeah, but the problem with the Shah is why should we tell you in Kezayis? The Chorech Hatzi Kezayis also is awesome in that term. I don't know, maybe say to it's an achilo, maybe you need an achilo that's an enu shemei b'koyel shalmokim. Less than a kezayis, not called an achilo is an enu shemei b'koyel shalmokim. Don't know. Okay, it's Mishul Yasha, what's going on in this Rashi. But let's move along anyway. The Gemara goes on, Ochod over shu mitzvah v'dvar avera. So the Gemara, dvar mitzvah tanchumei avelim. Dvar avera tainas tzibur. So Rashi says, we saw this Rashi yesterday, we talked about it a lot. Lasuy tanchumei aveilim, da'af agav de tekanta de rabbanan b'yalma. Nonetheless, it's called an achilas mitzvah. And what's the chiddush? The email, the Reish already said that ochal b'chaburis mitzvah is potter, and tanchumei aveilim l'chariz is a chaburis mitzvah. Says Rashi, ha'av amina chaburis mitzvah hainu kainim shaychum kodshim v'psochim. That kind of chaburis mitzvah, where it's a chaburis mitzvah, a mitzvah deraisa, where it's a chaburis mitzvah, a mitzvah de rabbanan of tanchumei aveilim. So then maybe not. Even though the Rambam says that it goes into the after Eicha Kamoicha, right? The Rambam says Nichum Avelim goes into the after Eicha Kamoicha. So it's also sort of a derisa. Rambam Hilchas Zavon. Yeah, the Rambam himself says it's a mitzvah de Besoifim. Kam Kumei Avelim. So I don't know. The after Eicha Kamoicha is, I guess, too vague. Tainas Tzibur, I forgot, the Ovir Elad, the Rabbonim. Zotim Ravaita. V'taim amai. So Rashi says, V'taim amai miftar advar avera. So this is the Rashi I alluded to earlier, that Rashi holds that the Gzeres HaKosov is only for advar avera. Dvar mitzvah is a svar, slay mimshuch. Dvar avera is Gzeres HaKosov. The Shita Sarabim, it's really Mufush and Yerushalmi, is that the Dvar mitzvah is also Gzeres HaKosov. And enu shemei bekerleinu, that means he's just disobedient, not listening to us. But here, yeah, he's not listening to the parents, but he's listening to B'Kodesh Shalmokim. So in a way, like, it mitigates the Einenu Shemei B'Kodesh. He's Einenu Shemei B'Kodesh, but on the other hand, you know, it's in a way, he's listening to B'Kodesh Shalmokim. So anyway, it's also Gzeres HaKosov. That's how the Rambam learns the Gemara. What's the drasha? My Omekor Einenu Shemei B'Kodesh, B'Kodesh V'Loi B'Kodesh Shalmokim. Dr. Rashi, in Enishemei B'Kodesh, Miyutu. Lapuki ho the apikal shalmokim enishemeh. So Chorag Lomurchi, you see from this drasha that the enenu shemeh bekaleinu is referring to the achila. And we spoke in the past. The enenu shemeh bekaleinu is not so clear. What does it mean? Enenu shemeh bekaleinu. What is the Ben Sarei Meira doing that's disobedient of the parents? So in this drasha it says that the Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu is the Achila. This Achila is Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu. So now we have a drasha. So that's very good. If you hold like Rashi and Dafa and the Mishnah and the next Talmud, the bottom of it, that the Masrim Bay means, the Mishnah says Masrim Bay before the Rashi learns, Masrim Bay means Ovavimai. That the Ovavimai have to tell him, don't do this Achila. And then if he does the Achila anyway, then he gets Malchus. So that's very Gishmak. That's Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu. The Achil itself was an Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu. I mentioned this in the past. The Ramah says also like Rashi on that Mishnah, and the Ramah says, how do we know Taka that you have to have Asro from Ovavi? It says the Ramah from Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu. That's the Poshup Shat in Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu. And the Achil is in the Achil is against the Kol Ovavi. Rashi for some reason doesn't say that that's the Mokar. Rashi says that Master Rabbi learned that from the Yisro Eisai. They have to give him Musa. Rashi learned that the Ramah says that's not the child of the Yisro Eisai. The Yisro Eisai means we give him Malkus. But Rashi apparently learned that the Yisro Eisai means the parents have to give him Musa. Don't do this. The Ramah says you don't need it. It says in Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu. So you see that they have to give him Master. So I don't know what's the Nekudas. Maybe we'll get to that Mishnah. What's the Machlekas? This Machlekas here between the Rashi and the Ramah. But the component, at least even according to Rashi, there is a concept that the parents have to give him Master. So there's a drasha. So the achila therefore is an Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu. But we have a drasha. But here he's Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu Shomoto. But the Rambam holds let's talk to that a little bit. The Rambam has no such concept. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere that the parents have to tell him not to do the achila. So what's the Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu? So at one point I thought maybe the Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu according to the Rambam is the Gneva. Because the Gneva may of is Merida B'Ovav, that's the Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu. But in this drush you see not that way. The Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu is not going on the Gneva. And it can't be going on the Gneva. Because if Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu is going on the Gneva, the Gneva is against B'Kaleinu Shomokram too. But we have a drush here that Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu means he's only disobeying the parents, but he's not disobeying the Rebbeinu Shelo. There's no Isser in the Sachila. But in the Gneva there is an Isser. Every Gneva is an Isser. So obviously the Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu is not going on the Gneva, it's only going on the Achila. So the Fidah Rabban, where is the Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu in the Achila? So Av Kochach, we have to say, we talked about before, that somehow the being Zoyl of a Soyve is a, the being Zoyl of a Soyve is Be'etzim and Merida in the parents. The behavior of being Zoyl of a Soyve, being such a uncivilized person, is Be'etzim Merida in the parents. What kind of person would want to have a son of Zoyl of a Soyve? What kind of parent wants a son of Zoyl of a Soyve? So that itself is a merida in the parents. I think it's like also at one point I entertained that maybe the gneva you need to have gonav me'ov. Maybe the merida in the parents, where the Ram says at the beginning of the of Hilchas Mamre, but shloya haben soyer meira al kol ovav imod. That part of the gedrim and soyer meira is the merida of ovav imod. So at the beginning of the parak I was talking about, where's the merida of ovav imod? So I had a thought for a fleeting thought that maybe it means the gneva. So here you see it's not true. The Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu is not the Gneva. It's Dafka the Achila. The Gneva you need for other reasons. I think it's within the Gemara itself, because when the Gemara comes to Gonim Mishal Ovav, the Gemara doesn't say, and the Gemara says Gonim Mishal Ovav, Lo Mishal Achayim. The Gemara doesn't say the reason why it has to be Gonim Mishal Ovav, because you have to have a Merid of Ovav. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says you need Gonim Mishal Ovav for technical reasons. It has to be Shchichale. See, if not for the Shchichale, it could be Gonim Mishal Achayim, be the same as Gonim Mishal Ovav. It's nothing to do with the. Nothing to do with the merida. The merida lies. Kids, that's what I would bring out. Even if the Rambam, the Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu has to lie in the achila. Look in this drasha that the Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu lies in the achila. The achila is called the merida of avavima. It's Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu of avavima. Yeah.
What is the difference? According to Rashi and the Rambam, Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu is talking about the initial hasra before they get malchus.
Right.
But according to the simple chronology in the Torah is that first they get malchus for Yisrael, so it means you give malchus.
Okay.
Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu means that he does it a second time.
Yeah, that's so not how they read the pasuk.
For the Rambam learns the Yisrael okay. First the malchus. So maybe Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu means afterhands take him to get malchus,
mm-hmm.
and he does it again. That's Einenu Shomei B'Kaleinu because
yeah, but the halacha that achilas iser is potter is even on the first achilas. I think that's so. The Achon Nevelus Trefish Gotsim Ramos, not only by the second Achila, by the Chiv Misa. It's true by the first Achil also. I'm a first in Ramanai.
Yeah, but even still, the Pshat and Pasuk are referring to the second Achila, and you can extrapolate that this first Achila would be just like the second Achila. Why would you say the difference?
Okay.
The Poshu Pshat is that Einan Shemei B'Kaleinu is going after the initial.
Yeah, but again, even the Rabban, Einan Shemei B'Kaleinu is not the parents telling him, it's based and gives him Malchus, but there's no. What are the parents telling
him? Because the parents brought him to Bezin to get Malchus.
When the parents brought him to Bezin to get Malchus,
so
that's
the initial
Shemei B'Kaleinu,
don't do it.
That he shouldn't do it.
Because by that point, that he knows.
Yes, maybe. Okay, let's go on. I want to move a little bit. Zotimor Vaiter. Ochel komachel v'loy bosor, shosu kol mashke v'loy shosu yayim, so he's potter. Says the Gemara, ochel komachel v'loy ochel bosor, lasuit dvei lukilis, shosu kol mashke v'loy shosu yayim, lasuit vash v'cholam. Because even though these are intoxicating things, so I would have thought maybe it could be a bensur mirror with them. So he's saying that. Tzanya, ochel dvei lukilis, v'shosu dvash v'cholam, v'nitmus l'mikdash chay. He has halacha, one is that reboot. That doesn't have, not only yayim, but shayim v'shakim also, he's like, it's not Chayiv Misa, but he's like on Shar Meshachim. So, you see these are substances that are Meshachim, maybe it could be a Zohar L'Sohar, maybe it could be a Ben Sohar Meir. So, the Mishnah says that it's not so. So, Dr. Rashi, the Veil Aki, listen, Me'oysim Mokam, Be'af Agat the Meshachim, Lo'im Chayiv Olay, says Rashi, again, the Lo'im Mimshach. Look at the Rashi, it says in Rashi that if not for the fact that Yayin is more Meshach, then you could talk about Ben Sohar Meir with Veil Aki. Just the fact is that it's Lo'im Mimshach. But if not for Rashi, I would have said that it has to be Bosa V'yayin, because the Pasuk says Zoyel V'Soyve, and we have a Apa V'Shein Rahel Dover, Zeichel Dover. The definition of Zoyel V'Soyve is Bosa V'yayin. That's just by definition what the Torah is Mechayah for. So the commission tells me, even though other substances are also Meshachar, but nonetheless, the Torah said Zoyel V'Soyve, it has to be Dabka Bosa V'yayin. And Rashi's not the way. Rashi seems to say that, on the contrary, it really could be other substances too, except that this is more Meshach. These are things that are Loi Mimshach. No, Lefi Rashi, if he was a crack addict, maybe that would be called a Zoyel. That is Mimshecha. Maybe then he would be Chayiv. I don't know. Kaponim, that's what it says in Rashi. Rashi's Kaseda. Rashi takes, we see the whole time, Rashi takes the Loi Mimshech very, very seriously. You don't need any Psukim. It was in the Rambam also. In the Rambam, we wanted to say that you need, even when you have the concept of Loi Mimshech in the Rambam, it needs a Pasuk. Like Ben Vele Bas. Why is the Bas Potter? Because she's not nimshecha sachar taveisel, but the Gemara says exeres hakosov. Yishalmi says exeres melech. So he said, yeah, it's exeres melech, but the exeres melech has a tam. No, the exeres melech is the exeres melech. But in mitzad chaymer alav, it's the same. It's mitzad chaymer alav. A bas is the same as a ben. But mitzad the alshem soifoi, that's already more by the ben than by the bas, because the bas is not nimshecha sachar taveisel. So alshem soifoi is more by the ben than by the bas, and that's exeres melech. Anything that has to do with Al-Shem Soifu, that's how we want to say in the Ram. Anything that touches on Al-Shem Soifu, that belongs to Xeris Melech. Because in our world, in the world of Beis Din, we're really only interested in the Averis Halav. You know, L'Soich L'Aladom. The Torah is interested in Al-Shem, you know, the Melech is interested in Al-Shem Soifu. But it needs a Pasuk, it needs Xeris Melech. So Ben V'Lei Bas is Xeris Melech. And so Gosel Mishalovev is Xeris Melech, Yerushalmi says. And even though the Gemara says it has to do with Shechichalei, it also has to do with Al-Shem Soifu. This is more Shechichalei, so it's more Al-Shem Soifu. There's more potential for Hashem Sofer, but it nonetheless needs Xeris Melech. And Rashi not though. Rashi also can just say with sorrow that anything that's not Moshech, you're not Chayim. Okay, pretty much ground that we covered already. Yeah, let's see if I can do it. Ein anasim and sorrow merashi ochel boser v'ishta yayin toner rabban ochel komachel v'leosel ochel boser shosu kol mashke v'leshosu yayin ein anasim and sorrow merashi ochel boser v'ishta yayin shenemar zoylel v'soyvei. That's all in the Mishnah, but the Brisa is v'omer ki soyvi v'zoylel yivoresh. The person who zoylel soyvi becomes poor. The koyim talbish numa. The person who sleeps a lot, he'll have to wear torn begodim, because he'll become impoverished. He's going to have to be industrious. Amr abzera kol yoshin v'esam medrash teirosin asal koyim koyim. Shenemar v'koyim talbish numa. It's a different pshat. Somebody's chashlofen is learning. He sleeps based on the medrash, so the Torah becomes kroim kroim. It says Rashi, "Nas le kroim kroim, shachayich limudiv and nisker ela b'seirudim." I think they say from the guy in different shach, slightly different shach. Kroim talvish numa means if he's yoshim based on medrash, so that means his Torah is not continuous. So he has this here a little bit over here. You know, he misses half the shiur. So here a little bit over here, a little bit over here. So his Torah is like missing, you know, he has a spotty idea. The parts that he was awake, he knows. The parts that he was slept through, those parts he doesn't know. So that's the crime. Yeah, okay, let's see what I do. So you have to have Gona Mishal Aviv, but the Achil has to be B'shus Acherim. The Ram is Mavur Lehed that it doesn't have to be Mamish B'shus Acherim, it has to be not B'shus Aviv. Meaning, what if it wasn't B'shus Aravim? That's all good enough. It's really L'chara Buchat, however, from the time of Gemara in Quick Kids. It has to be that he's not boys from the father. So to be not boys from the father, it's enough that he got out of the B'shus of the father. So all these things, Rashi says, they're not mimshuch. So it has all the milas, or all the chesroinus, however you want to look at it. The money's readily available, and he's not so afraid of being caught. So that's more mimshuch. Yeah, it says in my writer, Yosef Yudoyim Rashi, Yignif Mishal Ovav U Mishal Imai. Fekma Imai Minolo, Mashakonsi Shakona Baila. How does the mother have money? So ordinarily speaking, Mashakonsi Shakonsa Baila. Well, Maisi Adav, Maisi Adayim of a, it's a, that's a loch, Maisi Adayim of a Yishu belong to the husband. Can they get the fact that he has a Chiyam Zonis? He has to be zoner, and then that her ma'aseh d'ayim belong to him. Then the Gemara says that she has a right to say to the husband, let's say she has a very good job, she's making a lot of money, she doesn't need this mezonos. She has a right to say any mezonos v'ani oisa. So I don't know why can the Gemara say such a teretz. That's the case. It was a case where she said any mezonos v'ani oisa. I don't know. Mrs. Chinuch has a different kasha. Who says they're married? Why can't there be a case where they're divorced? Well, we're never married. We just say they have to be married, and before the Gemara later on, Behemshich, that they don't have to be married. Not only they don't have to be married, the Gemara says they don't have to even have to be people who are able to get married. The Gemara says even if they were Arayas Elazar, there's also Chiv and Sarimar. Right? Because the next Mishnah says she has to be Ruy Lovav. So the Gemara says, what does it mean Ruy Lovav? If it means that she has to be, like, you know, not an heir to him, where does it say that? This is his father, this is his mother. Who cares if they're an heir to each other? So it's before the Gemara, they don't have to be married. Respect them in Chasinach. So what's the problem altogether? Who says the case? Maybe in economy, if you're a base review, then maybe the case of Insara and Mother is where they're not married, where the parents are not married, or not married anymore. So I don't know. What's the worst cash altogether? In any event, the Gemara does ask, typically, where would she have money? I suppose that. Yeah, I guess the Gemara's looking for a usual case. Yeah, it could be they're not married, could be she said any design is any Issa. But typically, she wouldn't have money. So the Gemara answers, Amar Beis Rav Chanina, Besuda HaMuchenis La'ovav U'Limay. So the supper was on the table, and he stole it. In fact, the Gemara, Amar Bichana Bar Moila, Amar Abuna, Eina Chayiv Adshik Mebosu Bezoil, V'yoychal, Yayin Bezoil V'yishteh. The Gemara understands that in Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, in Rav Chanan bar Moila's halacha, says two things. First of all, it says this we had anywhere before, that he can't be that he bought for very expensive basar. He has to buy basar at a good price, at a cheap price. But in addition, the Gemara understands that that's also that implicit in that is that he has to steal money and buy basar. If he steals the basar ready made, then he's not. Then he's not chayiv. You have to know a little bit. Totally, when we first encountered the salocha, I talked about what's the reason for the salocha. Why do you have to have yayin bezel and basar bezel? So Rashi says, Shteitzach Rashi says that it's because if he gets it at a bargain, then it's more moshech. If he gets the yayin at a bargain, it's more moshech. Because not more moshech, it's more shchichalei. if the meat's expensive, who says he'll be able to find the, who says he'll be, always be able to afford it? So it has to be he's able to get meat cheap. So if he gets the meat cheap, that already he'll be able to, that'll be shchichale, that'll always be available. So therefore there's more mimshach. Yeah, we're talking about the time. So what does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah is Ayinai Talki. Ayinai Talki is good wine, according to Rashi. It's Meshuvach, so it's not sheep. So you could say that, this we talked about then. So you could say, well, you got the cheap, got the good wine at a bargain. There are my S in there. Good wine at a bargain. That's not Shechichaleh. Who says, well, he's always going to get a bargain. Now he got a bargain. Good wine at a bargain. That's, where's the Shechichaleh? You have to have, don't you always have to have Shechichaleh? That's why the Ramah says, it doesn't mean, he's not Gareh's Ayinai Talki. He's Gareh's Ayin B Talki. He's going on the like. But what about Rashi? I think we spoke out. Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Yain Italki toivim ulu mimshach basrei." Have a bechamach ina enechay bechatzi loy. I don't remember if I talked about this in Shir now. Somebody pointed this out to me. It's meduyik in Rashi. You only need yain italki for a chatzi loy. But if other yainus, you would need a bigger shear, but you'd be chay for other yainus too. And Rashi maybe was driven by this problem. You have to have yain bezoil. Yain bezoil means cheap. We got the wine for cheap. Yain Italki, he maybe got it for cheap now, but who's going to get it cheap for cheap tomorrow? So therefore, Rashi's Nechanami. But he got it for cheap now. Tomorrow he'll get cheap. Tomorrow he'll get other wine. Tomorrow he'll buy cheaper wine and he'll drink more. Zachir right now is drinking Yain Italki. That's even Meshuvach. Where's it going to be Shechichaleh tomorrow? It'll be Shechichaleh tomorrow. That's a puzzle, because the Chor, you need Meshuvach, because the Meshuvach is more Meshuvach. But if you have to rely on the fact that tomorrow he's going to eat drink cheaper wine, then how's it going to be Meshuvach? No, so I'm sorry, because that's not right. You don't need expensive wine. You don't need Yain Italki because it's good wine and it's Moshech. You need Yain Italki. That's what Rashi says. Toivim ulu mimshach basrei. Rashi says you need Toivim ulu because that's Moshech. So why? So if you drank cheap wine, what does it help to have a bigger shear? But this is Toivim ulu and it's Moshech. I don't know. That's the Ayinai Talki problem. We're supposed to be past the Ayinai Talki. But Akapana, the point that I want to make right now, I just got distracted. The point that I want to make right now is, according to Rashi, the idea of Yayin Bezoil and Bosa Bezoil is that he's getting it at a bargain and therefore it's Meshach. So why does that preclude buying, just stealing Bosa and stealing Yayin from the parents? So I suppose, and Gemara assumes that that's not going to be Shechichaleh. It was the same way if he bought Yayin but not Yayin Bezoil. So it's not Shechichaleh. So if you just stole Yayin, make a taste of Shechichaleh. Who says the parents are always going to have Yayin to steal? Or maybe say it differently. Who said they're going to have wine in the quantities that he wants? But if he gets Bosa of Yayin Bezoil, so that's Moshech, because he can always get Bosa. If he gets a taste for if he, or if he has a bail in Yayin Bezoil and Bosa Bezoil, so he'll be able to be Zoil of a Soivet Kesader. But it's only because he got it for cheap. But when he gets it from, when he steals Bosa of Yayin from the parents, make a taste of it that they're not so clear to me, but Mechatesa is going to be so available in the quantity that he requires for the Mishach Basre. Something like that. At least I hear something along those lines. But what about the Rambam? The Rambam was mashma that the reason why you need Yayin Bezoil and Bosa Bezoil wasn't the first in the Rambam. If you look at the mashma, it's the Seder Dorm in the Rambam. It's the same vehicle that we've been talking about before. The Rambam has the Alochas that is not Moshech or an Alocha Dalet. Bosachai is not the Einam Yochli Moshech. Halacha base, the halacha of zoil v'soiv. And the Rambam puts yayin bezoil and bosa bezoil in halacha base. So look at this mashma in the Rambam that yayin bezoil and bosa bezoil. The reason why you need it is not because it has to be like Rashi says. If he has to get it at a bargain in order that it should be moshech, but rather it's part of the halacha of zoil v'soiv. It has to be cheap wine and cheap bosa. Because cheap wine and cheap bosa, that's the kederach shagaronim shoysim. Kederach shagaronim meichlim. A person is a zoil v'soiv. He goes to the store and he buys cheap wine because he wants a lot of wine. He buys cheap bosa. He's going to buy expensive buser. He's not going to be. That's not zoil v'soivet. That's not kederach shagaronim shoysim. If that's true, at least that's what I said at the time. Maybe it's wrong. That's what I said then. If that's true, so it's not so clear. What's the Gemara's point over here? You have to have that the ben soivet Mary has to be that he's buying yayin bezoil, meaning he's buying cheap wine. Because if he gets a taste for expensive wine, he's not going to be lax in zoil v'soivet. It has to be kederach shagaronim shoysim. The way a drunk does, he drinks cheap wine. But maybe, if he stole cheap wine from the parents, why is that not called? Why is he not chayim? Like, who says Reb Chanan Melda means to exclude that he can't be that he stole money? I mean, it can't be that he stole food. He has to steal money and buy the bosa of a yayin. why not let him steal the basar v'yayin? And if it's cheap basar v'yayin, so then he's all of a sudden, like, why is that excluded over here? I don't know for sure that I'm right in the Rambam. Maybe this is right that I'm wrong in the Rambam. My diak in the Rambam was, the Rambam doesn't say why he needs basar bazel and yayin bazel. My diak was, the Rambam in halacha beis puts all the halachas of halacha mipia kabbalah. Achilo zu hamachoeris, there's, you know, dvorim harbi nemruba, bekulim halacha pia kabbalah. And the Rambam includes in there the halacha that he has to be gadol mishalaviv and ochel mishasacherim, and it has to be basar behema, not basar oif. And the Rambam says that it has to be sheyikne yayin b'zol u'basar b'zol. Then in halacha dalet, the Rambam has the halacha that basar chai it's a mikra einam yochel yimoshech bo, yayin megito is a mikra einam yochel yimoshech bo. I thought it's meduyik. And we also meduyik that the Rambam separated the halacha basar chai itself. He had the halacha basar chai ve'ena chai already in halacha base. And then he says it again in halacha dalet, the gabi basar chai. So the totality of what we said was that what the Rambam seems to hold, that the halachas and halacha beis are halachas of the gedra of zoyl v'soyva. This is the gedra, how a zoyl v'soyva eats. And a girl zoyl v'soyva eats that the basar is not fully cooked. He's a grubber guy. And he drinks cheap wine. And he drinks very strong wine, not diluted with a lot of water. And that's all in halacha beis. And then halacha dalet, Ram tells me a different halacha, an unrelated halacha, that basar chai, even though it's very zayil v'sayvei, but still einanim yochli moshechva, can't keep it up. So that's a nuptur, or yayin that wasn't cut at all, that's totally raw. So that's maybe very zayil v'sayvei, but he can't keep it up. It's a mikra einanim yochli moshechva. That was the basic deikonam. I think that's a deal. So based on that, I want to medayik that the halach of yob basar bezol and yayin bezol is not like Rashi because it has to be because it's mimshuch. Because if it was asmim shuch, it would be an halacha dalet. Rather, it's because it goes into the definition of zoyl v'soyve, the dvarim harbi nemru by halacha mipia kabbalah, that it has to be basar bezol and yayin bezol. That's what I said then. So I'm just asking now in kainim advarim. So how does the Gemara know that that's excluding that he can't steal basar v'yayin from the parents? Maybe he could steal basar v'yayin from the parents and be called as ben sarim harit if the wine that he stole from the parents was cheap wine and the basar that he stole from the parents was cheap basar. So then he says, Zoyl v'soyve, goes into the, why isn't that conformed? Unless we'll just say that somehow the Gemara knew that in this memra of Rav Chanan by Molda, there are two halachas, sort of independent halachas. First of all, it has to be basar bezol and yayin bezol. But since the lashon of Rav Chanan by Molda was, ad sheyikne basar bezol and sheyikne basar bezol v'yoychel, yayin bezol v'yishteh, so the Gemara is medayik that implicit over here is a second halacha, Yipia Kabbalah, that it can't just be that he stole basar bezol, but he has to go out and buy the basar bezol for a different reason, because that's the way the aveir has to be done. That he steals the kesef and he buys the basar bezol. He steals the kesef and he buys the yayin bezol, but not because of the quality of the, sort of like two different halachas, but they're both implicit in the lashon of Rav Chanan by Molda. Might say something a little bit. Want to say something?
Maybe you could say that it makes it more pathetic. The fact that he's stolen money, and like what's he spent, like it's like he takes his paycheck and walks straight to the bar. So he also, he steals money, and what does he do? He spends on food. He steals food. That was available for him to steal. Maybe he would have stolen crackers.
You know, but the problem is, my problem is not so much what's the reason for this halacha. My problem is, how is this implicit in the member of Yayin Bezol and Basar Bezol? The reason why you need Yayin Bezol and Basar Bezol, I thought, is because that's the way Gargaronim drink. You know, the grubber people, they drink cheap Basar and cheap. Or Zolim Vesavim, they go by. Gluttonous people, they don't go buy expensive meat, they're just going to get a little piece. They go and they buy the cheapest meat available so they can get a lap. And drunkards, they go to the store, they don't buy expensive wine, they buy cheap wine because they want to have a lap. So I thought that's why you have to have basar bezol and yayin bezol. So that's the case, that has nothing to do with this other halacha that he has to steal the money and buy the wine rather than just stealing the wine outright. That's a different halacha. What's the reason for that halacha? You may be right. Maybe that's the reason for the halacha. But it's not related to the halacha of Yayin Bezol and Basar Bezol. So maybe it doesn't have to be related. Maybe just two different ideas that are floating around in the Chanan by Molda's memory.
According to Rashi, when you have to say like this, Right. So the, even according to Rashi, when you have to say like this, the whole point is that you get something cheap as a deal.
Shikula, yeah.
Well, so, you know, that's cheaper than going out
and
you're stealing.
Right, you're right. So maybe. Even if you're Rashi, that it's al shikula, so it's also not so great. Because if he stole the bus with a guy, maybe it's also shikula. Like, who told the Gemara that that's their Avchanim? Avchanim Eldu, excluding the case, we went down and he bought very expensive meat. Because if that's the habit that he's cultivating, who says he's going to be able to if he cultivates very expensive habits like that, he's not going to be able to keep it up. So it's like shichale. That's a rashi. You know, busser b'yoker is not shichale. But if he steals the busser straight from his parents, maybe that is shichale. How does the Gemara know that that's also excluded? But that we could deal with more readily, I think. You know, that we could finesse. If he gets to meat, if he has a way to get meat cheap, then it's shichale. If every time he has to steal the meat from the parents, who says the parents are going to have meat always available? I don't know. We could deal with it, maybe. It's a bit like even Rashi. But the Rambam might feel it's worse because it's really not connected halachas at all. Maybe it's a different shot in this memory. Maybe it happened to have a Yerushalmi. There is a Yerushalmi on this is Bosa Bazel and Yayin Bazel. I just saw it before, right before Shia. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. Yeah, here it is. It says like this. Reb Zeir Reb Shem Reb Oishia Ein Echayev Ad Shia Zalzal Mois. That's similar to this drush over here. He has to be mezalzel mois, meaning zoil. It's a lashon of zoil. So the Gemara says like this: Maushi is zalzel mois. What does that mean? Man and kaiman. What's the case? If the case is the omer heilach chamisha v'havli tils tlosa, he goes to the store and he says, "Here's $5. Give me $3 worth of meat." That's what means he has to be mezalzel mois. He just throws the money away. He says, "Here's $5. Give me a $3 piece of meat." So the Gemara says, "Shatyu." So that's about enough what the Torah is talking about. If the case is holach tilsa v'havli chamisha, if the case is he goes to the store, he gives him $3, and he gets for a $5 cut of meat. Or that's similar to Rashi. He gets like a lot of meat for cheap. But the Gemara says, no, that can't be the pshat, because barnashu, that's normal. Everybody wants to find the bargain. So if he gets $5 worth of meat for $3, why should that be a tnai in Ben Sarah Meir? That's a normal thing to do. The rabbi says the case must be elok kianan kaimen. What's the case? Omer, he says to the storekeeper, heilok chamisho v'havli chamisho. Here's $5 and give me $5 worth of meat. Okay, so what is that? That's a tnai in Ben Sarah Meir. I don't know what's going on. Very not clear what Yerushalmi wants. Kilo, if he goes to the store and he asks for $3 of meat for $5, it's not a shaita. That's certainly not a parameter of Ben Sarah Meir. If he's a bargain hunter and he wants $5 of meat for $3, so that's good. That's normal. Barnashu. Chor Barnashu means that's not a Ben Sarah Meir. He's a Barnash. Or at least it's not, like, you know, certainly doesn't exacerbate his being a Ben Sarah Meir, the fact that he looks for bargains. So what's the case? That he goes and he spends $5 to get $5 of meat. So mazeh. So that's normal too. So the carbonate I think says that it means, or one of the portions that I remember where I saw, that it means that he buys more than he needs. He only needs $3 worth of meat. He goes to the store and he lays out $5 to buy $5 of meat. So that's mezalzel b'mois. He goes and he buys more money, more meat than he's gonna need to have. Okay, that's like a new halacha. So that's not really bosav zol v'yayim b'zol. It's a different halacha. The Rambam doesn't bring that. The Rambam brings bosav zol v'yayim b'zol. So I'm saying, I don't know if this Yerushalmi is useful. I'm just throwing it out there, you know, to think about. Maybe there's some new thing we could say in this Yerushalmi that would somehow give us a different shot in the Rambam and maybe make this Gemara open up this Gemara. I'm just giving you raw material. Maybe there's something here that could be cooked up. I don't know what it might be. The way it stands now in the Yerushalmi, it sounds like a different, but it's taka totally different than the Bible. It's nothing to do with Bosu Bazel and Yayin Bazel. The Rambam quotes the Bible, Bosu Bazel and Yayin Bazel. Yerushalmi seems to be saying something else. Okay, if he gets the meat for cheap, that's great. That's not a requirement to Mitzvah Yomer. I mean, that's normal. Everybody wants to buy a bargain, so that's not the requirement of Mitzrayim Meir. The requirement of Mitzrayim Meir is that he buys more meat than he needs. That's Mezazel B'Moed. He steals money out. He steals $100 from the father, he goes out and he buys $100 worth of meat just for supper. He doesn't need so much. That's a meat of the Mitzrayim Meir. Okay, the Rambam doesn't bring that. So I'm saying, we haven't accomplished anything, but maybe there's a welcome here to find a different shop. Let's finish the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara says, what's the, so first of all, I thought maybe just stole the mother's supper. Says the Gemara, it can't be because you have to steal money. Says the Gemara, Elamid me suda hamuchenes la'ovav ulimai. The case is that he stole the money that was readied for supper for his parents, for both parents. So that's called shali, was gonam shal imai. And he buys him another terrorist to akne le'acher, v'omala menashe ein le'bailach v'shus behem. That somebody gave the wife money and she said, I'm giving it to you, menashe ein le'bailach v'shus behem. Here there is a few things to talk about. We're not going to have time today. Let's just read the Rashis. Since the money was earmarked for that, it's mezumin for supper la'ovu l'imay. Mishalimay karinibu. So it's called that he was gone to mishalimay. The e nami shaychebem midino. She has a shaychas to this money midino. The baile chayev mezaynis sale because the husband's mechuyev in her mezaynis. Rashi sounds like he was bothered by a kasha. How is the fact that the husband put money on the table to buy supper? Why does that make it the mother's money? It's not the mother's money. At the end of the day, it's still the father's money. Says Rashi, no, but the mother has a shaychus, interesting lashon, she's shaykh in this money. Because since the husband has a chiyuv mezaynis, so therefore this money, the mother has a shaychus medina to this money. So it's called ganav mishal ima. The Ramah's chalek on this Rashi. The Ramah says he doesn't know why that's called mishal ima. At the end of the day, this money doesn't belong to the mother. Yeah, the father's mechuyav mezaynis. But this money is the father's money. You know, if something happens to this money, the father will give her other money for mezaynis. But she was not yet claiming this money. So the Ramah learns it's talking about. So the Ramah's chalek on Rashi. The Ramah says it's talking about the motel yodah. That the father gave her the money, here's money for supper. So now it's mamash her money. The father gave her the money for mezaynis. Rashi needs a hesper. What's this? She's shayach in the money. In the moment, it's not her money. Chayyah Ramah's right. Rashi doesn't even say that it's her money. Rashi is a very weak lashon. She has a shayachus to this money since the baal is mechuyev in her mezaynis.
Left
the
Mishnah.
Oh, it's a good system. Right. The Lecha Mishnah asked, the Lecha Mishnah, the Mechaskin, who asked the Kasha? Lecha Mishnah asked, why is Maiser Sheni called Gona Mishalovic? Rashi said he stole most of Maiser Sheni. Right? Rashi's case for Maiser Sheni was he stole most of Maiser Sheni and then he went and he bought the boss of Yai. So they asked, Lecha Mishnah asks, that, Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. Has it gone to Mishalov? It's not the father's money. It's Mamon Gavoya. So Lechor, you see that since it doesn't matter, it's not technically the father's money, but the father has it in his chusachila. Maaseh Sheni have us. The Bialim have us chusachila in Maaseh Sheni. So therefore, you see that's enough to be called Gadol Mishalov. So maybe that's Rashi also. Yeah, that's a good thought. Maybe Rashi over here means Al Derech Zeh. It's not Mamon's the mother's money. If I mean didn't Mamon, it's the father's money, not the mother's money. But it's money which the mother has a schus. Because since the Baal is chayiv mezaynis, and he earmarked this money for that chiyuv, so it's called money in which the mother has a schus. Again, even that's a bigger stretch, because I'm not sure that technically she has a schus in that money either. She has a schus in the husband, that she can be teveyim the mezaynis. But the fact that he put down this particular $10 bill on the table, in that particular money, I don't know if she has a schus. So why is that called her money? I mean, why is it even called money in which she has a schus? She has a schus in the husband. She has a schus to be tevei and mezaynis from the husband. She doesn't have a schus in this particular $10. So it's not so clear what's going on in this Rashi. What exactly is accomplished by, and what's the meaning of the shaykhs? But it is a good thought that you see from Maaseh Sheni, from Rashi's trap by Maaseh Sheni, that it doesn't have to mamish be the mumen, the chol dover of the bailum. It's enough a schus achila. Here the chor is even less than a schus achila. Not so clear what this is. And then let's just read the next Rashi, and then we'll come back to this tomorrow. Amenash ein lebayach rishus behem. That was the Yibayis name in the Gemara. It says Rashi, di lo omel hachi, zochem ben baal, de lo yodif mi mitziyosa. It says in Rashi that if somebody gives a matana to an isha, so the husband is zochem the matana completely the way he's zochem in a mitziyah. Halacha is in a mitziyah isha lebayla. Same way, my siyadayv of isha lebayla, mitziyah isha lebayla. So Rashi says the matana is also lebayla. It's like a mitziyah. So the Rishonim in Kiddushin Chav Gimel, Tyson Kiddushin Chav Gimel, and other Rishonim over there, and the Rambam, they're all chayluk on this Rashi. And they all say there's no such halacha that a matana belongs to the husband. There's no such din. Mitziyah belongs, there's a special takana, Mitziyah Sisha Lebaila, Rishonim has reasons for it. But that's a special takana, Mitziyah Sisha Lebaila. It does not apply to a matana. And rather, a matana, somebody gives a matana to an isha, so it's just because it's just hers, but what the husband has in it is a schus achilus peres, like all nechassim of the wife, any nechassim the wife brings into the marriage that she didn't give to the husband as a you know, just nechassim that she brings with her into the marriage, that's called nixi melud, and the loch is her money and it remains her money. But meanwhile, during the course of the marriage, so the peres, the baal eats the peres, and that's also a tit for a quid pro quo. So they gave him the peres, tiklu peres tachas, I think tachas perkoina. I may be misremembering. Maybe somebody remembers better. I think it's Paris Tachas Perkoida, since the husband is a chiyuv to be to ransom her if she gets kidnapped, which was what used to be a very very likely scenario. So the takana was, since the husband has a chiyuv to be Paris, so connected that they were masakim that he's oichel Paris from her in the chassam. And there also she has a right to say she doesn't want. She could say, I don't care about pirates, I know Roddy or something, and you know, I want to keep my Paris. But if she doesn't say that, then this Paris Tachas Perkoida. So most of the Shalim learn that that's what's going on here as well. That matana, if she gets a matana, it's her matana. But like any other nechassim that she brings into the marriage, the husband's oichel peres. So that leads to a quest. And here the almanas, I guess, is not even that. The almanas that he shouldn't even get. That's, and the almanas over here is that he shouldn't even get the peres. Yeah, so that leads to a question also, which is, what do you have to have almanas? Somebody gave her a matana. So now it's her money. The husband needs the peres, but for mice it's her money. The son steals it, so he stole from the mother, not from the father. For that matter, they ask, I think that Nibloom points this out, that we could ask Tamil the Gemara. There's another case. What do you have to have all these fancy cases? Gona Mishal Ime means the mother had money in the bank that she brought into the marriage, and the son stole it. It's her money. The husband's actually peres, but it's her money. What's so hard to find out the case that, you know, that maybe how does the mother have any money? What's the kasha? She had money from before she was married. She brought it into the marriage, and that's her money. It doesn't stop bringing her money just because she got married. Just because the husband's oichel peres, therefore it's not called gana mishalima. Very, very strange. Yes.
Can we have a duke lashon of Rabbi Yosi? It doesn't say mishal avi gulima, mishal avi mishal ima. I think Gemara understood that he meant it has to be something that's particularly the husband's, and something that's particularly the mother's. Not saying that the mother and the husband share.
That's something, but Suda Mechanis to Avili Milchem Torah, something
that she has rights in some of the food.
Her Suda and his Suda.
That's her food.
And when Nixon will look, since he has Paris, and that's only her money.
That's both theirs. It's not.
I don't know. Mechatez has to mean that. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so we'll have to come back to these issues tomorrow.